Understanding the information a doctor is saying might be especially difficult for non-English speaking patients. That's why Paul Beltran with Indiana Health Center in South Bend says interpreters are essential in healthcare at all times.
We're a nation of many, many immigrants from very diverse backgrounds. So, and not all, you know, are English speaking.
However, during a health crisis like this, Beltran says it's critical that everyone is able to communicate accurate and clear information.
The medical professionals, they need to be able to understand where the patient has been, what they've been doing, who they've been in contact with.
Elena Langdon is with the American Translator Association. She says having interpreters help relay information about the coronavirus to non-English speaking patients is a matter of public safety.
It becomes very dangerous if we have whole different groups of people that are not informed because they're not being communicated to in the language that they speak or that they're more familiar with. And therefore, they're not getting the updated information. And then they could be spreading the virus more because of lack of information.
She says it gets even harder to find interpreters for more uncommon languages.
You might have a patient in Michiana who speaks Bengali or who speaks Urdu or who speaks Somali. If you have a patient who speaks a language that you don't see very much, it's going to be much harder to be set up for that.
Langdon says interpreters for rare languages are more accessible by phone and video. That's a service several local hospitals are using. Officials from Spectrum Health Lakeland say they have video interpreting available in more than 30 languages. According to Beacon Health System's website, they also have free interpreters via telephone. I'm Anna Caroline Caruso, WVPE News.